Psalms chapter 4. You could read the whole psalm in your leisure, but the verse that we want to focus on this morning is verse 6. Psalms chapter 4, verse 6. There are many that say, who will show us good? Lord, and here it's Jehovah, the Old Testament reference for who God's name, for who God is. He says, Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. So the first link that I want you to make between light and what it means tangibly is the idea of goodness. Light and goodness. When we think about God as light, we think that God is good. God does, and he is good, Psalms 119 tells us, and he does good. This idea of goodness, when we think about the goodness of God, one songwriter says, and all that he's done, my soul responds, hallelujah. Think about the goodness of God. That is light. Because it shows us, despite whatever is going on in this world, God doesn't change in his character, and he shows us his good side. In Romans it says, oh, that we might remember that his mercies and that his kindness, that's what leads us to repentance, that God in his nature is good. He says, who will show us what is good? How do you see what is good? We live in a world today where good and evil is being redefined. If you watch the internet or you listen to TV or you go to any of the cultural things that are happening today in pop culture, everything is being redefined. What is good? What is evil? And evil is being called good and good is being called evil. The one who reveals and makes clear what is good is the one who is light. God is light. And so light is now connected with goodness. And if we are to understand what goodness is, I need to see it fully, clearly manifest because of who God is. The psalmist says here, show us what is good. Let the light of your countenance be upon us. Secondly, light is associated with truth. Flip a couple of pages to Psalms chapter 43. Psalms chapter 43, verse 3 says, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles or to your dwelling places. Here, the psalmist connects light with truth. The last time I was here, or two times ago when I was here, I took up the subject of truth. And what is it that we need to have and to be anchored in? We need to be anchored in the truth. God is light, and that light is connected with truth. If I'm going to really understand the reality of the way things truly are, I must measure them by the one who is light. Years ago, before technology advanced, those who worked in the construction industry used mechanical means to do measurements. And very often those measurements would be off simply because of the mechanical difficulties or the mistakes that were made by the surveyors or his assistant. And so man in his ingenuity and his creativity has come up with laser measurements. And they are more accurate. Why? Because they're a light that does not get deflected, is not subject to the imperfections of what man is subject to doing. Doesn't mean that they don't make mistakes. They still make mistakes. But the idea of using light is so that there is a clear understanding of exactly what things are. light connected with truth. We need in our souls, young people and old people and all people, we need in our souls to get a grasp of the truth. And we're going to talk about this in a future discussion, but to know that God is the one who defines what truth is. Not the culture, not the world around us. And if we're to know the way things really are, what's really the way to look at things, we need to know that God is ready as the one who is light to reveal it. Not only just to reveal it so that we know it, but to reveal it so that we might know, as it says in our text here, that we might know or be led by him. So this is an important part of this idea of light being connected to truth. Psalms 31 verse 5 says, "Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth." One more reference to this idea of truth. In 2 Samuel, you don't have to turn to it. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 28, it says, "O Lord God, you are that God, and your words are true." So I connect this idea of truth with light. Light exposes, makes manifest. And what truth is, it gives us the understanding of the way things really are. And where do we get that measurement? Where do we get that definition? Where do we understand that to be true and learn where that is true? And in that last, if you go look it up, we spent last time in this discussion of truth, we talked about, yet thy word is truth. And so light is connected with what is good. Light is connected with the truth. Turn over to Psalms chapter 36 and verse 9. And here, light is connected with life. And we're going to look at that a little bit more in the next talk. But look at this. It says here in Psalms 36 verse 9, "For with thee is the fountain of life." Everything about living and everything about life emanates from God. You learn that God manifests, and we learn that that becomes fully in detailed when we go to John chapter 1 in our next talk, where it says, "In him, the Lord Jesus, was life. And that life was the light of men." So light is connected also with life. He says in this verse, Psalms 36 verse 9, "For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light." If I'm dead, I'm not awakened, I'm not alive to God, I need to get life first. And when I receive life, then the light shines. 2 Corinthians tells us that the God who spoke light into darkness has shined in our hearts, bringing the knowledge of the glory of God shining in the face of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. "In thy light we shall see light," when we have life. And so light is associated with life. So that's 3 points. The fourth point is light is associated with righteousness. Little obscure book in what we call the clear pages of the Bible. You know what the clear pages of the Bible is? If you hold your Bible like this, you can see the parts that hardly get looked at, right? Because those are the clear pages. In Micah. Yeah, see? Ooh, where's that? Micah chapter 7,